السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا خلقت لكم وإنما خلقتم للآخرة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا حلوة خضرة، وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون، فاتقوا الدنيا. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، رب زدني علما، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and elders and young friends, Alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has blessed us once again on the day of Friday to present ourselves in the masjid for the Salah of Jumu'ah. And as many of you know, yesterday, last night, was the 21st night of Ramadan. So we are in the final stretch, we're in the home run now. Now these are the last few days, the last few precious moments of Ramadan. And once they leave us, they will not return. So it's very important that as a human being, as a Muslim, not just as a Muslim, but as a human being, we appreciate this life. That life is not worthless. Life is not purposeless. That unfortunately on our tongues very easily, you know, these kind of words come. I need to kill time. I need to kill time. I've got too much time. I need to kill time. I, you know, we're trying to say that I have got all of this time which is free. I have no purpose. This time has no purpose. So therefore, I need to kill it. Meaning, I need to busy myself with things which are absolutely futile. What do I do? How do I kill time? Let's go and play this. Let's go and watch this. Let's go and talk to this person. Because I don't know what to do with my time. So this, unfortunately, is a very bad sign that me, as a human being, as a Muslim, as a human being, I don't know what to do with time. Whereas I am made up of time. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, لَيَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكَ أَيَّامْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامْ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكُ. O son of Adam, you are made up of a few days. When one day passes, then a piece of you, a part of you has passed by. So don't think that one day has passed, oh yes, I really enjoyed my day today. I went to Alton Towers, I went on the theme, on the rides, or I went snooker all day long, I was playing snooker all day long, I was playing video games, I was playing Xbox, PlayStation, I was playing, I don't know, Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, I was playing all day long, had a really good day today, really enjoyed myself. Rather, I need to ask myself the question, on the day of judgment, I know for sure as a Muslim, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge me for this one day as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge this one day, and I need to ask myself the question, do I have anything precious, valuable to show to Allah about this day? That, oh Allah, on this day I did such and such a good action. We have to have these targets throughout the day, my dear respected brothers and elders, that every single day we need to meet certain targets. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not just become Siddiq, did not just become the closest person to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just because he just wanted to. Rather, he had special actions and he always used to give himself targets every single day. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion at Salatul Fajr, in Fajr namaz, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question, famous hadith, who has helped a person today? Who has gone to visit a sick person today? Who has, you know, he mentioned so many different acts of charity and goodness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the people at Fajr time, who has done this? For every single action, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu put his hand up. At the time of Fajr, by the time of Fajr, he had already met his targets. Because it was targets for him. Every day, I'm going to help an old person. I'm going to go to someone who is a grieved person, someone who's gone through a loss. I'm going to go and ask them how they're doing. I'm going to go and be a shoulder for them to lean on. I'm going to go and relieve someone's burden. You know, all of these targets he had, someone who is sick and ill, I'm going to go and visit them. He set targets for himself. So he met them very early on in the day. And then after that, everything else he does is extra acts of worship. After Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, before he became the Khalifa, he had this daily habit of early in the morning, he would go to the house of this elderly lady who had no one to look after her. And he would go and he would ask her, "My mother, is there anything you want me to do? Are there any tasks, any chores you need doing?" So that lady would say, "Yes, you can do this and this. You can go to the market and buy me such and such thing." So he had the habit of doing this before he became Khalifa. After he became the Khalifa, the first day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu thought, you know what, Abu Bakr is the Khalifa now, radiallahu anhu. He probably doesn't have the time, or he's so busy with other responsibilities. Let me go today and help that lady. So he went early in the morning. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went early in the morning to assist that lady with her needs. So he went there and she said, "Why did you shouldn't have come? Because Abu Bakr has already been here before you, and he's already done everything I need him to do." So these responsibilities did not stop them. You know, our people, when we get some kind of responsibility, we get a little bit busy. And then we think, "Oh, it's okay. Allah knows what I'm going through. It's okay. Allah knows what I'm going through. I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to do that anymore. I did it before when I was free. Now I'm busy. I don't have to do these things anymore." We don't feel any regret. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, even after becoming the Khalifa, he said to the people, "Oh people, if you see the smallest change in me, smallest change, then take me down from this position because I don't deserve this position anymore. There should be no change." One of the great kings of India, the Muslim rulers of India, his name was Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tatmish rahmatullahi alayh. Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tatmish rahmatullahi alayh. Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tatmish rahmatullahi alayh was very close to one of the pious saints of the time, Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi alayh. So when Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi alayh passed away, he left a wasiyat, he left a bequest, that my janazah should be led by a person who has these three qualities inside of them. What were these three qualities? There's different opinions about what he'd actually written, because obviously it's such a long time ago, but I will just mention three. He mentioned this person has to have these three qualities in his life, in him. Only that person can lead my janazah. First condition is he has never missed a namaz with jama'at. He has never missed a salah with jama'at. Secondly, he has never missed the four rakat sunnah before asr salah. He has never missed the four rakat sunnah before asr salah. And third thing is he has never, the wording is a bit, so he has never done anything wrong with a woman, or some have mentioned he has never even done bad, looked at a woman with a bad glance, with an evil glance. So these three conditions. Now he left this bequest and he said, only this person can lead my janazah. And at the funeral of Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki, he was a great saint of India, very great saint. Those who know about the mashayikh of India know his name. Like Nizamuddin Awliya, Mu'inuddin Chishti, and all of the other great saints, he was one of the great saints. So now, at his funeral, of course, there are other many saints, but nobody could meet these criteria. Imagine this, he's never missed the four sunnahs of Asr Salah. He has never missed the namaz with jama'at. Some have mentioned the criteria was also, he has never missed his tahajjud salah since he became baligh. So these very strict criteria. So everybody's looking around. You know, a couple of minutes have passed. Maybe an hour or so has passed. People are thinking, today there's going to be no janazah. What has Shaykh done? What kind of conditions are these? Who is going to fit the bill? Who is going to fit this description? And then they mentioned that a man stood up and he had covered his head with a chadar, with a rumal. And he had covered his face. And he had went to the front and he went to the Shaykh. Shaykh has already passed away. He said, "Shaykh, today you have exposed me. Today you have exposed me. These were secrets between me and my Allah. These were secrets between me and my Allah, and today you have exposed me." And then he revealed his face, and it was the Sultan of Delhi, the King of Delhi, the ruler of Delhi, Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tatmish rahmatullahi alayhi. He had those qualities. Everybody was shocked. They knew he was a pious man, but to fit those criteria, never miss your Asr Salah. Remember, these are not, you know, anything that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to do is nothing that is not, we should not be taking this very lightly at all. The four rakat sunnah before Asr, the four rakat sunnah before Zuhar, four rakat sunnah after Zuhar, there are so many ahadith which have been mentioned about the virtues of this sahih hadith. that whoever performs these rakats of salah, they, you know, they will go straight to Jannah. Jahannam is haram upon such a person. This person will go straight to Jannah. There are so many different wordings. So a person should, you know, these fada'il, the virtues, should be in front of a person's eyes at all times. Like the sunnah of Fajr Salah. Not just the Fajr Salah itself, but the two sunnahs before Fajr Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, رَكَعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ الْفَجْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. The two rakats sunnah of before Fajr are better than the world and everything it contains. So my point is that look, just because a person is a little bit busy, we cannot make excuses. If we look at the great saints, the awliya of Allah Ta'ala, we see that along with all of their responsibilities, they still used to make time for the worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how will we fare when we stand up on the Day of Judgment? And these people also stand up. And I think in the world, you know what, I'm going to say this to Allah. Oh Allah, I had this excuse, that excuse, that excuse. And then I stand next to someone like Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tathmish, who said, oh Allah, I had to rule a kingdom. I had to deal with so many queries and so many problems on a daily basis. Still, oh Allah, you gave me the tawfiq to do this and this and this. What mouth will I have to present any excuses in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So my dear respected brothers and elders, Ramadan is not just a month where we overly exert ourselves and then we drain ourselves out. My father-in-law, he always mentions this incident. He says there was this brother in Ramadan, 5 times salah you'd see him. He stayed 10 days in i'tikaf. Everybody thought, mashallah, look at this brother. He said, on the day of Eid, he was going the other way. For the next namaz after Eid, he was going the other way and I was coming to the masjid. And I said, where are you going? He said, Mufti Sahib, Ramadan is finished. He said, Mufti Sahib, Ramadan is finished. So many of us, we have this mentality that acts of worship, we should, you know, throughout the whole year, do whatever you want to do. Ramadan's going to come and Allah is going to forgive me. We think everything is so easy. You know, 11 months, do whatever you want to do. And in Ramadan, we're just going to try a bit hard. And Allah is going to ignore the fact that for 11 months, we totally shattered and violated every single commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the case, my dear respected brothers and elders. And young friends, we need to carry on this momentum through the year. So pick up habits. In Ramadan, pick up habits. Don't just do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, because these are not habits. This is just josh, enthusiasm. A person thinks it's Ramadan, so let me just read a bit of Quran. So today I read 3 paras, 3 juz. And then for the next 3 days I can't read because I'm so jet lagged by reading 3 juz, I can't read anymore now. Do something with consistency and then do dua. Oh Allah, I have started these beautiful, noble habits. You have given me the tawfiq. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq and ability to carry them on throughout the year. So many, you know, the blessed surahs that we can recite. MashaAllah, our brothers are sitting in i'tikaf. The blessed surahs that we can recite. After Surah Al-Fajr, we can recite Surah Yasin. After Surah Al-Maghrib, after Salat Al-Maghrib, we can recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah. After Salat Al-Isha, we can recite Surah Al-Mulk. All of these surahs have so much fala'il. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so many virtues about Surah Yasin. It's the heart of the Quran, even though the hadith itself is a little bit weaker in its chain of narration. But you know, there are so many other narrations which can help strengthen it. That someone who recites, Man qara'a Yasin fi sadri nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. Whoever recites Surah Yasin at the beginning of the day, Allah will fulfill all of their needs throughout the day. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, so many. It's not just about one or two hadith. This is commonly known that Surah Al-Waqi'ah is Surah Al-Ghina. Is the surah of affluence, the surah of wealth. Someone who complains, gee brothers at the back, if we can just lower the sounds a little bit. Someone who complains that I'm going through financial difficulties, financial problems, should hold on to these surahs. Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Shawaliullah Muhaddith Dahlawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, one of the great scholars of India, he mentions about Surah Muzammil. He says that my father said to me, and he used to advise us, that if you never want to go through poverty or financial difficulty, make sure you recite Surah Muzammil 41 times every day. 41 times every day. He said, if you can't do so, then make sure you never recite it less than 11 times. Make sure the minimum you read every day is 11 times. And Allah Ta'ala will bless you financially, you will never have any problems. You know how long it takes if you can recite Surah Muzammil quite quickly? It takes you 10 minutes. It takes you 10 minutes to recite Surah Muzammil 11 times. So these kind of surahs we need to hold on to. Blessed surahs of the Quran. Our problems, our difficulties, our mushkilat, we need to get resolved through the Quran. We need to get resolved through our conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do this. We need to start from now. Ramadan is the month of yaqeen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Ramadan, the sahaba mentioned the sahih hadith. You know, كَأَنَّهُ أَجْوَدْ مِنَ الْرِيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be more generous than a rain cloud. You know, when a rain cloud comes and so much rain is falling, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be more generous than this in the month of Ramadan. He was generous anyway, But in the month of Ramadan, his generosity would multiply and increase. It's the month of yaqeen. Generosity comes with yaqeen. A person who is stingy is concerned that I'm going to lose everything. My wealth is going to finish. What's going to happen to this? What's going to happen to that? And that person doesn't spend as much on other people. Someone who thinks Allah is going to give me anyway. Yaar, what's going to happen? Allah is going to give me anyway. They will spend. They will spend. It's a matter of yaqeen. So Ramadan is the month of yaqeen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's yaqeen in the month of Ramadan. His yaqeen in Allah ta'ala was so strong anyway. But the display of his yaqeen in the month of Ramadan would be multiplied. So these attributes, these qualities, these habits develop, we need to develop them now. 5 times salah with jama'at shouldn't be a momentary, you know, a thing that we confine to Ramadan. Rather, it should be continuing throughout the whole year. It's very sad, you know, when we see in Ramadan, you know, even on my street, on my road, we have our local masjid, and I see brothers, I do not even see them for 11 months except when they're driving off in their taxi and coming back in their taxi. But in the month of Ramadan, mashallah, you see them going to the masjid. But you know, because we've seen it for 5 years now, you know after the day of Eid, nowhere to be seen. And it's sad that unfortunately we think in this way. We think that if we do this, Allah Ta'ala is going to forgive us. What difference remains then between us and the Jewish community in the Quran when Allah Ta'ala mentions, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the children of Allah, we are the beloved servant of Allah. If we go to Jahannam, it's only going to be for the few days that our ancestors worship the calf. These are the days that we're going to go to Jahannam for. After that, Allah is going to forgive us anyway. Such complacency. Such relaxed attitude and mentality. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Maslama rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great tabi'un, his name is not coming to my mind, Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi mentions his athar. In Sahih al-Bukhari there's a hadith mentioned as well as many athar, many of the statements of the tabi'un. He mentioned the statement of one of the great tabi'un. He said, I met more than 30 sahaba. He said, I met more than 30 sahaba. Every single one of them feared that they were a munafiq. Every single one of them had the fear of nifaq upon themselves. This is how the sahaba, this is the way that the pious people discipline themselves. You do a good action, never become complacent. Oh yeah, it's okay, Allah is going to forgive me because of this. Allah is going to forgive me because of that. In Sahih al-Bukhari, there's another narration which is mentioned by one of the sahabiyat. She mentions that when Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un, rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un was one of the early sahaba. And if you know about this person, you know that he went through many difficulties and hardship for the sake of Islam. The famous incident that comes to my mind is the incident of Labid. Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un used to be under the protection, from the early Muslims, and he used to be under the protection of one of the chiefs of Makkah. And once he became frustrated, he said, look, I don't need your protection anymore. He said, I don't need your protection anymore. The person said, are you sure? If you don't have my protection, look at the way your other fellow Muslims are being attacked and harmed. You're also going to be harmed in this way. He said, I don't need you. I only need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't need your protection. So he said, that's fine. So one day the poet, Labid ibn al-Asam, he was a very famous poet in Jahiliyyah, in pre-Islamic Arabia. So he had this piece of poetry, and it's escaping my mind at this moment in time. So he mentioned this piece of poetry, and this story just escaped my mind. And then he mentioned this piece of poetry, and then he mentioned a piece of that poetry which Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu did not agree with. So he said, you're lying, this is what's going to happen. So he didn't agree with him, so he shouted something out. So obviously when the poets in those days, they used to kind of have a large crowd, everyone used to be silent, everyone used to be paying attention to them. So he shouted something out, he said, you're lying. He was like a heckler, you know. He said, you're lying, why are you saying such a thing? So a person turned around and punched him, and he blackened his eye. So the person whose protection he used to be under, this chief, he said, you know, my nephew, if you were still under my protection, this wouldn't have happened. He said, I don't need your protection. I only need the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poetry is escaping my mind. It's actually, there's fawaid in that poetry as well. Murna, do you know which poetry I'm referring to? Khairan. It's in Sahih al-Bukhari, the poetry as well. Anyway, so Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un rahmatullahi alayhi, my point was, this sahabiya, she mentions, that when Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un was passing away, he was on his deathbed, and he had just passed away. She says, I mentioned, O Uthman, glad tidings be to you. You are in a very good place, inshallah. You are in a very good place, inshallah. You've got nothing to worry about. I bear witness. So this sahabiya, she says, I said, I bear witness that you are, inshallah, in a good place. She said it based on the fact that this is one of the early Muslims. He's sacrificed so many things for Islam. He's died as a Muslim. And you know what else? He's a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing there. And he said, are you sure he's gone to such a good place? See, you're saying very confidently, I bear witness that he's gone to such a good place. He said, are you sure? Can you guarantee this? And she says, I remain quiet. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, how do we know if someone is successful then? How do we know if someone has gone to a good place then? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we don't. He said, all we can do is hope that Allah has put them in a good place. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I don't know if even I will go to a good place after I die. So this is the level Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has given us so much, he has mentioned so many times his own rank, his own status on the day of judgment. Ana liwa'ul hamdi yawm al-qiyamah, ana sayyidu wuldi adam, I am the leader of all of the children of Adam, I am the one who is going to be carrying the flag on the day of judgment. Ana al-hashir, ana al-shafi, ana al-aqib. So many times he's mentioned his own qualities. And then every time he mentions, وَلَا فَخْرَ, I am not saying this with pride, I am only telling you Allah has blessed me with these blessings just to express my shukr and my gratitude to Allah. But he always had such fear of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever the weather would change, whenever the weather would change, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rush to the masjid. How do we have these du'as? When strong winds would blow, what would Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam become so fearful and so worried? Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik. Because as soon as strong winds would blow, how many nations in the past have been destroyed through strong winds? Strong winds came, and then hailstones. Well, not hailstones, rain and whatever else comes, but stones and rocks used to pour from the sky and destroy the entire nation. Rasulullah would do the dua straight away. Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik. Oh Allah, do not destroy us with your anger. وَلَا تُهْلِكْنَا بِعَذَابِكَ, and do not destroy us with your punishment. وَعَافِنَا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ, O Allah, please rectify our state before this, before it comes to this. Always, إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ صَلَّى, whenever anything would concern Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'd rush to the masjid and perform salah. We see this fear in him at all moments in time. If Rasulullah never became complacent, when someone said, Ya Rasulullah, even you will not enter Jannah through your good deeds, he said, even I cannot enter Jannah through my good deeds except through the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all dependent on Allah's rahmah. So how can we think I'm going to do a few good deeds and then I can say on the day of judgment, oh Allah, these are the good deeds I did, have you accepted them? Whereas in my namaz, my mind was on Mars and Jupiter and Pluto. And when I was reciting Quran, I had no idea what was going on or what I was thinking about, what I'm going to do next. All of my ibadat, I'll stop on this point. I always like to say this because I find this so important for myself. Mu Ibrahim Deola Sahab, one of the great scholars in India, Mu Ibrahim Deola, he always mentions this. He says, Hamare istighfar bi qabil istighfar hai. When we even do istighfar, oh Allah forgive me, our istighfar is so weak and so lacking in quality that we should be doing istighfar on istighfar. So this is the reality of our amal. So how can we then say, oh Allah, I did these good deeds, and that's it, you better accept them, because the rest of the 11 months I'm going to be chilling out. I'm going to be relaxing and putting my feet up high and playing video games. So we need to really be sensible, and we need to really take a good stock of ourselves and look at ourselves deeply and look at the way the pious people were and match our lives in this manner accordingly. Allah Ta'ala gives all the tawfiq and the understanding.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
ये पिछले फ्राइडे जो मस्जिद की कलेक्शन हुई है ये 1960 पौंड है। अल्लाह पाक आपके तावन को अपने दरबार में कबूल और मकबूल फरमाए और अल्लाह पाक आपके लिए सदके जारिया फरमाए। ये 50 पौंड इकबाल भाई साहब ने मस्जिद को दिए हैं और मरहूमीन के लिए दुआओं की दरख्वास्त की है। दुआ फरमाए कि अल्लाह पाक उनके देने को अपने दरबार में कबूल और मकबूल फरमाए और उनके लिए अल्लाह पाक सदके जारिया फरमाए। ये 50 पौंड हाजी मेहंदी खान साहब मरहूम की फैमिली की तरफ से मस्जिद को दिए हैं, दुआओं की दरख्वास्त की है। और 50 पौंड एक बहन ने दिए हैं। सबके लिए दुआ फरमाएं कि अल्लाह पाक सब के देने को अपने दरबार में कबूल और मकबूल फरमाए। और इंशाल्लाह अभी नमाज के बाद जनाजे की नमाज होगी, तो साथी सुन्नतों से फारिग होकर जहाँ बैठे हुए हैं अपनी जगह साथी बैठे रहें। इंशाल्लाह फौरन सुन्नतों के बाद जनाजे की नमाज होगी और मरहूमा की फैमिली की तरफ से मस्जिद को 1200 पौंड दिए गए हैं और खुसूसी दुआओं की दरख्वास्त भी की है। दुआ फरमाएं कि अल्लाह तबारक व ताला इस मस्जिद को मरहूमा के लिए सदका जारिया फरमाए। तो सुन्नतों के बाद इंशाल्लाह फौरन नमाज जनाजा होगी, साथी नमाज जनाजा अदा करके जाएं।
English. What did he say? Janaza. Janaza. Inshallah, after the remaining salah, after Jumu'ah, after the sunnahs, inshallah, Janaza salah will take place. There's an elderly lady who has passed away. Allah Ta'ala give her Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala forgive all of her sins. So inshallah, her Janaza will be taking place. Brothers are requested to inshallah participate in her Janaza funeral prayer. And alhamdulillah, we're very fortunate that Fadilatul Shaykh Abu Bakr Ash-Shatri Hafizahullah is present amongst us. So inshallah he will be leading the Jum'ah Salah today. So he's requested that I do the khutbah and he perform the Salah. It's not the ideal situation, but inshallah because Shaykh is a guest of ours, so inshallah he'll be leading the Jum'ah Salah for today inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya علی الفلاح حی علی الفلاح اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي وهب لنا ليلة القدر هي خير من ألف شهر وأفضل أفراد الزمان وشرع لنا الاعتكاف في بيوت الرحمن وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد أهل البوادي والعمران صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه سادات أهل الإيمان والعرفان أما بعد فقد حان العشر الأخير من رمضان هو زمان الاعتكاف وزمان تحلي ليلة القدر لنيل الأجر والرضوان وقد نطق بفضلهما الحديث والقرآن فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد وقال الله تعالى ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرم خيرها فقد حرم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كان ليلة القدر نزل جبرائيل في كبكبة من الملائكة يصلون على كل عبد قائم أو قاعد يذكر الله عز وجل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في المعتكف هو يعتكف الذنوب ويجري له من الحسنات كعامل الحسنات كلها وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تحروا ليلة القدر في العشر الأواخر من رمضان وقال سعيد بن المسيب من شهد ليلة القدر في جماعة فقد أخذ بحظه منها وكأنه تفسير للمرفوع من حرم خيرها فقد حرم فالذي شهد في جماعة لم يحرم خيرها أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء أوصيكم ونفسي أولاً بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله على خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئاً أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي بن أبي طالب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the rows for Salah. Safa Durus Kalijega. Please ensure mobile phones are switched off and rows are straightened. If there's any gaps in front of you, please move forward and inshallah fill up that gap.
استووا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. اللہ اکبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت اللهم إنا نسألك بأن لك الحمد لا إله إلا أنت المنان بديع السماوات والأرض اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعطنا ولا تحرمنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وزدنا ولا تنقصنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا اللهم تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا وأجب دعوتنا وثبت حجتنا واهد قلوبنا وسدد ألسنتنا واسلل سقيمة صدورنا اللهم وفقنا لقيام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا واجعلنا فيها يا ربنا من المقبولين اللهم كما جمعتنا في هذا المسجد المبارك اجمعنا غدا في الفردوس الأعلى من الجنة إخوانا على سرور متقابلين اللهم اغفر لآبائنا ولأمهاتنا ولأزواجنا ولذرياتنا ولمشائخنا ولكل من له حق علينا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم واتم علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
Inshallah, after the remaining sunnah, there will be a janazah taking place. Sister who passed away last night, her janazah is after the remaining sunnah. Inshallah. Jazakallah.